SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Israel's army launches a strike in Beirut targeting a Hezbollah leader. Rex Airlines enters voluntary administration. And Australia's Kayleigh McEwen has won a gold medal in the 100 meters backstroke final at the Paris Olympics. Good morning from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghad. Israel's army says it's carried out a strike in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, which it says targeted the Hezbollah commander responsible for a deadly attack in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The rocket attack killed 12 children. The Iran-backed Hezbollah has denied involvement in Saturday's attack. Israel's strike in Beirut caused an explosion in a southern suburb of the city. The target was Mohsen Shukr, also known as Fuad Shukr. Lebanese security sources told Reuters the targeted operative had survived. The volatility in the region led to this warning to Australians from Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
The travel advice very clearly is don't go to Lebanon. That is the travel advice, and also that people who are there, who are Australian citizens, should ensure that they take advantage of the commercial flights that are available out of Lebanon at this time.
Rex Airlines has announced it's entered into voluntary administration, with flights between major airports cancelled and the airline's fleet of Boeing 737s grounded. It comes after the company halted share trading on Monday. Ernest & Young has been appointed as administrators. Rex says its regional flights are continuing to operate while Virgin Australia is offering customers on the grounded capital city routes the opportunity to rebook on a Virgin flight free of charge. Cooling towers across Melbourne are being disinfected after a growing outbreak of Legionnaire's disease left several in intensive care. It's caused by the Legionella bacteria, which are found in natural bodies of water as well as spas, warm water systems, potting mix, and artificial systems which use water for cooling. There are 33 confirmed and 10 suspected cases of the disease in Victoria, with 6 people being treated in intensive care with symptoms similar to pneumonia. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Claire Looker, says the source of the outbreak is yet to be confirmed.
At this stage, it is suggesting a single source. We do see a trickle of Legionella cases over the course of the year. These numbers that we're seeing at the moment are much greater than the usual 3 to 6 that we see a week. So we think most cases are from a single source, but there may be some other incidental cases that we're picking up also.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says new exports are needed to fill the $50 billion hole expected to be left by coal as the world transitions to renewable energy. Coal exports prop up the annual earnings of New South Wales and is the state's single biggest export. Consultancy firm Deloitte projects fossil fuel exports to decline by $270 billion nationally if no action is taken this decade. Mr. Minns says the challenge is finding alternatives.
If you said, what's the long-term challenge for New South Wales, I'd say $40 to $50 billion worth of our export is coal, and all of our export partners, everybody who's buying that natural resource, have said they're going to get out of it in the foreseeable future. Now, that's a $40 to $50 billion export hole we have to fill each and every year, and we've got to get cracking and start thinking smart about what export products, ideas, services we'll be selling to the rest of the world.
A federal parliamentary inquiry has been told providing leave for menopause and other reproductive issues will not prevent employers from hiring women. In June, Liberal Senator Holly Hughes suggested employers would be reluctant to hire or promote women if menopause leave is legislated. Union groups are pushing for 10 days of paid reproductive leave for both men and women, with a push for men to also be entitled to paid leave for issues such as prostate screenings. Professor Kathleen Riach told the committee many women will simply work through that time of their life.
For a majority of women, they will work through it and they're more powerful than ever. For a lot of women, they've dealt with sexism throughout their life. So when it comes to menopause, they're just like, okay, I know this. I know that the scripts are skewed and I can actually negotiate through it. That's not saying it's right, but actually what it's emphasising is that women over 50 and over are a really important part of the economy, but also fantastic workers.
Authorities in southern India say more than 100 people have been killed in landslides, and the death toll is continuing to rise. Intense rescue operations are underway, but are being hindered by heavy rains and the collapse of a crucial bridge. Hills gave way after heavy rain sent rivers of mud, water, and boulders on homes of workers and villagers. Around 250 people have been rescued, but many others remain missing, and more heavy rainfall is expected. Excise Minister of Kerala, M.B. Rajesh, says soldiers and two Air Force helicopters have been mobilized to help rescue efforts.
We fear that the gravity of this tragedy is much more than these numbers. Rescue operations are being carried out on a war footing. Police, NDRF, Fire Force and various agencies are actively involved in rescue operations.
In swimming, Australia's Kayleigh McEwen has won a gold medal in the 100 meters backstroke final at the Paris Olympics. It's her second consecutive Olympic gold in that event. In other results, Australia finished fourth in the women's rugby sevens after losing to the United States 14-12. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.